No, it just seems to keep on coming. It's just been an incredible roller coaster 12 months.
And you retired internationally. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I'm playing domestic hockey out in the Netherlands, so there's no rest for the wicked. Still training hard and still enjoying playing hockey, but it's yeah, certainly less than international duties.
And what would it mean for you to be in the Hall of Fame?
It's a huge honour to be nominated to be potentially going into the Hall of Fame. I think just to be amongst those names of European hockey is just really incredible. And to represent the team, I feel like I'm representing the team in that way.
And looking back on Rio, you and the team changed the history of British hockey. Can it grow from here?
Yeah, we've done a fantastic job. The whole squad and the association went out into clubs and schools, and we continue to do that to try and get everybody out involved in hockey, whether it's playing or coaching or umpiring or organising. It's about everybody. And so we've had 10,000 extra people join hockey clubs since Rio in just a few months. So just think what we can do over the coming years.
I'm thinking about, of course, the London stages of the World Cup next year as well.
Yeah, World Cup, home World Cup is going to be huge. I'm going to be the biggest fan. I'm going to be at the front with my flag. It's just going to be, we need to get packed crowds for every game because it's the best teams in the world playing the best hockey, and we want as many people there to see it as possible.
Now, you've been to a couple of really famous addresses in recent weeks. I'm thinking Buckingham Palace, number 10.
Yes, I know. We're really ticking them off the list. No, to get my OBE alongside my wife Helen with her MBE was a huge honour and really lovely to be there with her, the family. And then, yeah, fantastic to be at number 10 for International Women's Day with Theresa May.
Which is more nerve-wracking, number 10 or the Palace?
Oh, the Palace, for sure. The Palace, yeah. The Royal Family are just amazing. I think they're an incredible institution in our country.
And while I have you here, you've been to four Olympics dating back to Sydney, with Budapest pulling out of the 2024 race. Are they getting too big, do you think?
It's difficult. They are a spectacle, and they are getting bigger and bigger, and they are getting more and more expensive. And I sport and the Olympics is supposed to be for everybody. And if we are ruling out countries, then that's wrong. We need everybody competing, and it needs to be open and available to everybody. So I think there's more that can be done to make sure that countries can put the Olympics on. I think we need to support those countries in doing that.
And off the back of that, is it disappointing that only Paris and Los Angeles are in the race?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as I say, I think the Olympics should be worldwide. I think, yeah, I think it would be an amazing Olympics in Paris or Los Angeles, but I think we want it to be a worldwide sporting spectacle. So we should support those other nations.
Now, tell me about the gold medal itself. Is it heavy? And are you allowed to tell us where you keep it, or is that a security risk?
It is heavy. It's the first thing that everybody says when I
Yeah.
pass the medal to them. And I said, imagine being Michael Phelps or Ellie Simmons with all their multiple medals hanging around their necks. But yeah, no, it's kept safely and securely, don't worry.